A German tourist stumbled on the first body while taking pictures of an abandoned mine shaft west of the capital of Nicosia. Since then, four other bodies have been found in other parts of the island. And the serial killer, a 35-year-old career officer, has confessed to strangling seven women, including two girls, the youngest age six. But authorities fear the death count could be as high as 30, as the killer, identified as Nikos Metaxas, operated with impunity for at least 3 years, using an online dating service to hook up with women, then strangle them, and then dispose of them in brutal form. All women found to date have been foreigners, mainly from the Philippines. At least three are believed to have been stuffed naked in plastic suitcases and then dumped in a toxic lake, which authorities have been surveying for days now. So far, only one suitcase has been pulled out. British crime experts have flown in for help, trying to piece together clues that will solve what is being called one of the greatest crime mysteries in Cyprus history. They hope to determine whether the killer has murdered and consequently hidden more bodies across Cyprus. But most importantly, they want to establish his motive, why a 35-year-old career officer was preying on foreign women who had come to the island seeking work, mainly as domestic helpers. Some experts have already suggested the killer was serving out some sort of a racist mission. Divided by a war, Cyprus has seen its fair share of murders and mass killings. But this is the first time it grapples with a serial murder case, and the harrowing revelations pouring out daily from the ongoing investigation has locals here glued to their television sets. Critics are also fuming. They say the shocking case exposes also another ugly truth, that authorities neglected to do their work properly, that they failed to act fast and track down the missing maids because they were just that. Antikara Sava, DW,